Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Bronwyn and Franstina of the International House of Reiki. Bronwyn and Franz teach Reiki around the globe and are the authors of the Reiki Sourcebook, the Japanese Art of Reiki, the Reiki Techniques card deck, and the soon-to-be-released A to Z of Reiki. The music you are listening to, Reiki Khan, is available at the International House of Reiki website, www.reiki.net.au. Hi, my name is Bronwyn.
And my name is Franz.
And today we have with us Rick Varinius. Rick Varinius is from the Reiki Council and he lives in America. And recently he has been to Sedona in 2006, where he's gone around and actually taken Reiki people to some of the Earth's sacred sites. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to have a chat to Rick about what this means. You know, what is a sacred site or a hot energetic spot or whatever you might like to call it?
There's a lot of places that we've been to and taken classes to. Some of the best places that we've been to are places like Hawaii or the Mayan pyramids in Mexico or Sedona, Arizona in the United States. Basically, these are places that, like Sedona, is an area that has a natural earth energy vortex. That's actually, there's a series of them. And they're places that you can go to, and when you meditate in there or you do energy work in there, these earth energies have the ability to magnify your intentions, to magnify the issues that you have, and help accelerate the growth process. And so when we go and we do these trips, they help people to be able to go through those healing processes in a very intense, concentrated amount of time.
How do you know that these places exist?
A lot of it comes originally through legend, and then with Sedona, where we just were in May, you're driving down the highway, or you're driving up the highway from Phoenix, and you're just driving through basically desert, and then all of a sudden you round this bend, and there are these magnificent red rocks, these mountains that are up ahead of you, and all of a sudden you can just feel something different. And as you start driving into town, you can just feel the energy and the sense of sacredness, the sense of peace comes in. And the more time that you spend there, the more that you realize that you are in a place that's actually very sacred.
And do you think that most people feel this?
Actually, yes. There are even people who are not, quote-unquote, energy sensitive. People talk about that there's just something really special about these places. They seem to have this magnetic draw for people, not only Sedona, but also like Hawaii, where we spend a lot of time. These are places where many people go, and they just feel instantly like they're home. Or they're places that evoke a real deep heart connection or spirit connection, like we've experienced in the areas like Chichen Itza or Uxmal down in Mexico.
And what kind of practices do you do, Rick, there with your students? What do you feel really helps them when you are in those sacred sites to connect even more so to that energy of the earth?
Well, one of the things that we do when we go there is we plan time to be able to go and do the reju for people. Instead of doing them indoors, we actually go into these sacred vortexes or into these sacred sites or these beautiful areas of nature and find a little private area and do the reju there. We also like to incorporate other teachings into them so that it's, so like this last year in May when we were in Sedona, we were there for 9 days. And the book that I wrote, Extraordinary Living Through Chakra Wisdom, talks about the chakra system and the way that it works together to pair up to create 9 stages of evolution. So each day that we were there, we immersed ourselves in the energy of each step of evolution. And what's wonderful about these sites is that when you enter into them with a sense of reverence and you enter into them with a sense of humility, and ask the environment to support what you do, magic happens. When you think about the chakra system and the idea of the root chakra, or, you know, and that survival instinct, or you think about the solar plexus and that idea of trying to create a sense of individuality or a sense of identity and dealing with emotions. What happened for us is by entering into each of these different days and each of these different energy pairings, we just opened it up to nature, and nature itself provided all the dynamics that allowed people to experience them in fullness and really understand what these energy centers were about and what these stages of evolution were about. So my recommendation, or you know, what we like to do is just to let nature be the teacher and, you know, set an intention, set a direction, and then have the reverence and humility to just step back and let Sedona or Hawaii or Mexico or wherever that you choose to go, just let those areas do what it knows how to do already.
So you're setting up a foundation of a structure that you want to work with, that you think that you feel confident with, and you take that into that place, and then you allow that to unfold.
Right. And we've noticed that, you know, in the past, if you try to force things or you try to create a schedule that's written in stone that this happens, has to happen, then number one, you tend to miss a lot of opportunities. And number two, the magic isn't there. It's like the process of forcing or demanding will limit the opportunities that present itself for the group. And it's almost like you look at the land and the energies and the spirit of that place, you look at it as being like a partnership. And, you know, so we come in with a direction and you allow that spirit to fill in all the blanks for you. And when you enter into that space with the right energy and the right spirit and the right heart, it's right there for you.
Yeah, I truly believe that life is about coexistence. It's not just about nature, it's also about us. We might say, for example, that these places are a sacred site, whatever you might like to call it. And it's great to be in those places and to experience the teachings. What about being in places that aren't like that? Is that bad for you then?
I don't think that it's bad for you because, again, everything is made up of energy. Everything is made up of that same one spirit. And different places that may feel void of that are actually just another way of helping us to understand our own connections and how, like, one day we can be doing our practice and feel really deeply connected doing the breath work and doing the exercises. And then other days you go through it and it feels like you're just going through the motions. Well, sometimes different places give you that ability. Certain locations are kind of like those peak experiences, and other places are just like the off days.
For example, a lot of people nowadays don't have the ability or are not in a position to live in those places. Most of us live in big cities. What do you suggest for people who live in like a big city to actually make that connection to nature?
Even in most cities, there's places that are parks that have trees and grass and ponds and lakes to be able to go and sit at. I believe that the energy of nature is even in just a little small patch of grass, you can connect with it and experience it, and if you're willing to put the attention on it. So yeah, even if you're trapped in a city and don't have a lot of trees to work with, just sometimes that one or two that you've got available, you can use to connect and help you to remember the more sacred areas.
Do you have a special experience that you've had at one of the sites that you've traveled to over the years?
Well, this year in Sedona, we had a wonderful learning opportunity where we went to the Grand Canyon, which is absolutely beautiful. And it was a long drive to get up there for the day trip. And unfortunately, we were met with some pretty miserable weather. And it was cold, and it was rainy, and it was windy, and it just an awful day for spending outside. We decided that we were going to have a good time anyway, and we were going to do what we needed to do anyway. So we just sat down, found a quiet spot, and sent up a few prayers that just basically saying, I know that this area needs the rain. I know that this needs to happen. And would it be possible to have a little pause to allow us to do what we need to do, because we only have this short window of time? And if it would work, we would really appreciate it. Sent up some Reiki, sent up our good intentions and our love, and use that as an offering. And all of a sudden, the wind changed directions, the rain stopped, the clouds parted, and sun came out. And the sun was out and warm and wonderful just long enough for us to finish the activities that we had planned at the canyon. And literally, the moment that we were finished, the wind changed directions and the clouds started coming back together. By the time that we got to our car, the rain had started again. It had given us the opportunity and the blessings of being able to do what we needed to do in a comfortable way, and it came back to finish the work that was necessary.
That's a wonderful experience. When we connect to nature, we can see things happening. Most of the time they're happening already, but we actually don't see them because we look in a very different direction.
I think that's a really important point, is that going to these places, part of what that forces us to do is it helps us to slow down, and it helps us to move into a place where we can actually, like you said, start to notice what nature is doing. It's like when you're in a city, everything is so fast-paced, and you just need to go from where you are to where you're going to, and you miss the whole journey in between. Whereas when you're in some of these sacred places, it's just so beautiful and so captivating in terms of the way that it makes you feel inside and out, that you slow down and absorb everything. That might be the sacredness of what these places are, is that it gives us the opportunity to slow down enough to not only see nature, but to also be able to recognize who and what we are as spirits.
Wow, that's a very interesting conversation we have here. Rick, what is your website if people would like to know more about your trips to Sedona or other spots in the world?
Sure, it's www.ReikiCouncil.com, and that's ReikiCouncil.com.
Fantastic. And what is your trip for next year? Where are you going to?
We're actually going to be going back to Sedona in May, and we're also working on a trip to the Mayan pyramids in Mexico. We're going to probably do that in the fall.
Can
Those
we come?
Absolutely.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
That sounds great. Book me in already.
The pyramids are a pretty amazing place because they hold so much history, and the energy and the events of those times are just embedded in everything, and it's amazing to go and just put your hand on a wall and just listen and close your eyes and just see what that wall is willing to tell you and share with you. And I think they're just so thrilled that somebody's pausing to listen that they share their life story with you.
Thank you, Rick. It's been wonderful.
Thank you very much.